Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, clearly.
Thank you very much, Excellency, and thank you very much to all the other delegates who are also joining remotely. My apologies for only being able to join halfway through this first session, but the time zone makes it difficult for me to have joined earlier. It's really a pleasure to be able to join the session of the IGWD focusing on the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. As you are all aware, this the last few months, I would say, starting from around May, have been a really important time in thinking about racial justice globally and the uprisings that we saw all across the world. In part protesting police brutality and other forms of systemic racism, I think very much highlight that the problems and the challenges that motivated the Durban Declaration and Program of Action still remain very salient. And what was heartening, at least from the perspective of my mandate, was to bear witness to a transnational mobilization of people on the ground who were taking to the streets to really advocate for racial justice and showing that there is an urgent need for continued leadership and guidance at the level of the UN, a global platform such as this, to lead the way in terms of principles, normative guidance, implementation of the principles that are enshrined in the Durban Declaration and Program of Action. I think that at such a time as this, the work of your body is very urgent, and it's urgent that you continue to push for greater action and greater allocation of resources by UN member states to ensure that the commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action really rises to the occasion and really rises to meet the momentum that we witnessed in the last few months. One of my greatest concerns is that in many of my interactions, both at the UN with individual member states, is that governments seem to be saying they believe in racial justice. Governments seem to be saying they believe in that Black Lives Matter. Governments seem to be saying that equality for all is important. But when it comes time to actually allocate the resources and take the action necessary to implement the kinds of commitments that were and so I think next year, with the anniversary of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, will be a really important opportunity for states to actually show their commitment and for the UN to provide the guidance that I think is essential. There's a few aspects of the commemoration of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action that I want to highlight. Some of them dovetail very much with the recommendations that were made by this working group. Some of them are connected to recommendations that have been made by civil society actors. Some of them are connected to recommendations that have been made by other special procedures, like the Working Group of Experts on People of African Descent, and also the eminent group of experts as well. I think it's going to be absolutely essential for both the General Assembly and the Human Rights Council to devote specific sessions or specific space within their agenda to actually allow for plenary conversations about the extent of implementation of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, and to allow space not just for member states to engage, but for experts and also for members of civil society who should be treated by member states and by the UN as a vital resource in terms of being able to measure progress so far, as well as providing guidance on important next steps for taking the Durban Declaration and Program of Action even further than it has been. In addition to these sessions at the UN, I think it's urgent to really increase the visibility of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action within the UN system and then also within national systems. Within the UN system, I think there's a greater role for OHCHR, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, to play in terms of increasing the visibility of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action within and outside of the UN. And even within national contexts, I'm always surprised when I do my country visits at how rarely the Durban Declaration and Program of Action is being taken seriously or being used as a resource, the resource that it should be, in terms of informing national action plans, in terms of informing legislation, in terms of informing policy as well. And so greater commitment to the visibility of the Durban Declaration and Program of Action, which I think requires a combination of resource commitments to ensure that the DDPA itself is actually available and known But then also normative commitment that means that in different spaces where commitments to racial justice and racial equality are being articulated, that the DDPA is also being mentioned and being highlighted. I think in addition to that, concrete outreach programs outside of the UN spearheaded by the UN are going to be important as well, whether it means printing out the document, making it available in all of the UN languages, making sure it is accessible across the board, including to youth. All of these kinds of initiatives are urgent and I think absolutely worthy and essential for the 20th anniversary. As I mentioned when I started, we're in a moment of unique recognition, again, of persisting problems of racial injustice and racial inequality, many of them that are related to historical legacies of colonialism and slavery, as is highlighted in the Durban Declaration and Programme of Action. And so I think even more than before, it's urgent that we return to the commitment and to the energy that was shown in the creation and the production of that those principles and really animate them next year. I thank you again for the opportunity to be able to address you, and I look forward to being able to engage with you in this interactive dialogue. Thank you.